Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So, just like pretty much everyone, we haven't been able to travel for the past year or so. yeah. Mm. But that hasn't stopped us from talking about it and thinking about it. And
dreaming about it.
Oh, yes.
Plotting about it.
So much plotting.
Scheming about it.
That's sounding nefarious now. We all know Disney travel tends to focus on its theme parks. Today, we're going to talk about other Disney travel options.
And there's quite a bit.
Yes. Now, we probably won't be able to talk about all of them. But we're going to talk about some main ones.
And some stuff that we have experience with, not necessarily with Disney, but stuff they do similar to what we have done in the past.
Right. And maybe some, you know, hopes for things we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's all we got right now.
Yep. And the scheming and the plotting and the nefarious things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get to any of that, though, Brandon, what nerd thing are you currently into?
Well, this Friday, Nintendo released a new... new-to-us Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
It actually came out on the Wii U in 2013, but they're re-releasing it on the Switch with a package deal, and it's Super Mario World 3D and Bowser's Fury.
Oh.
So I'm trying that out, and it's super fun.
Yeah, I was watching you play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a kitty cat Mario.
Yeah. Kitty cat Mario is officially the best Mario.
Meow. He goes, meow.
That's literally exactly the way he meows.
Yeah.
I like it. Fantastic. Yep.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Krista?
I was waiting for you to ask me.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought you were just going to jump in. But,
no, I was going to let you ask.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm kind of currently re-obsessed with Animal Crossing. Not that I ever stopped playing, but I've completely decided to redo our island, which I've now kind of commandeered as my island.
I've retired from Animal Crossing.
I've started using Brandon's storage. That's extra storage and pilfering his resources he had saved up in there. But I'm redoing the island and I'm kind of obsessed about it. So that's my current thing too. So both Switch items
yes,
this week.
We're fighting over the Switch.
Yes. I have to like share custody.
Fisticuffs.
And we have two episodes of Bridgerton left. Speaking of fisticuffs.
Maybe watch that tonight.
Maybe we could do that. That'd be fun. Yeah. Mm. And other thing is, what are you drinking?
Oh, well, I'm switching it up this week. I'm back on the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a Canadian whiskey.
Ooh, how patriotic of you.
Yes. And it tastes a little bit like someone dunked about an entire pack of Werther's Originals in a bottle of whiskey.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a Crown Royal salted caramel,
right.
You said. Yeah, you bought it for me. And
yes.
I'm trying it out, and it's delicious.
Actually, I saw it in the store first, and I came home, and I asked you if you wanted it. And you're like, why on earth would you even question if I wanted that?
I mean, salted caramel and whiskey
exactly.
is perfect.
So the next time I went to the store, I picked one up for you.
yum.
And it works?
Yeah, it works. Yeah, it works well. It's very nice. Good flavor combination. Mm. It's not as good as like a scotch, where it's like a... full-bodied whiskey, but it's nice and sweet.
You and I have very different definitions of the word good.
Well, so then what are you drinking?
You know, I'm drinking another rosé wine. Yeah. It's actually what I was drinking last episode when I was recording. It's just a blush wine, and I liked it so much I went and bought another one.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called Basque.
mine.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice, and it's light, and it's refreshing.
Cool.
Yeah. And then, last thing before we get to the news, spoiler-free gut reaction WandaVision. We're actually recording this on Friday, and we woke up early this morning before I went to work to watch the new episode.
So if I see them a little low energy, it's because I only got 4 hours of sleep.
Ditto.
And we were just excited. We couldn't wait this
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So we decided to watch the 6th episode this morning. Brandon, what did you think?
So they didn't. They answered a few questions last episode.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't answer very many questions this episode. So it was kind of like a transitional, episode. So I don't know what to think. I don't know.
It felt very transitional. However, well, they didn't answer many. They kind of crossed off some possibilities for some questions.
Yeah.
I felt like, or at least hinted that maybe leaning certain ways. And this is spoiler free, so.
They're just keeping us on the edge of our seat,
exactly.
which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I pity the people that get to binge this if they just wait. I like this anticipation.
Yeah. We will re-binge it after.
Yeah, exactly.
I think when the whole... Well, we actually don't have that many episodes left, come to think of it, but...
Three.
Three, yeah. When the whole series is done, I think we binge it all, rewatch it all, and then do an episode on it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think that's a good
idea. And I think that'll lead nicely into the next Marvel item.
Well, speaking of, it's time for the news.
Ooh.
Disney A News Update.
Nice transition.
I try sometimes. But, so yeah, the news, they dropped the newest trailer for Falcon and the Winter Soldier with the Super Bowl.
With the Super Bowl.
We won't talk about my predictions for that.
You can listen. They were wrong.
That's fine. There was a bunch of injuries that I didn't know about, so right. I'll hang my hat on that.
Okay, yeah. Excuses.
I also don't watch football
that much. Also that, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we got to see some new footage from Falcon Winter Soldier. It looks super awesome, superhero, Lethal Weapon.
That's a good comparison,
It's very Lethal Weapon in style, yeah.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a complete change from what WandaVision is.
Yeah, I mean, it's more straightforward action, grunt, arg,
at least
which
is what it looks like.
It's a nice palate cleanser that way.
Yeah, it's a nice transition between the two weird ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, yeah, Loki's going to go weird again, so.
Yeah, so it's nice to kind of switch it up, and it looks a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Funny. Good action, but lots of comedy.
Yeah, just Lethal Weapon is probably a really good comparison.
Yeah, exactly. It's action comedy, which is... I'm down for that.
Right, yeah. Looks a lot of fun. So if you haven't checked that out, jump on YouTube and definitely watch that.
And the other big news is, unfortunately, Gina Carano was on the Twitters again, or the Instagrams or something, and posting dumb stuff. And Disney / Lucasfilm had to come out and say that she's officially no longer with the company as Cara Dune in The Mandalorian. She used up all of her 9 lives that way.
That's true.
You can talk about cancel culture, but I don't think that's a thing.
The
free speech is something that's important.
Yeah.
But if freedom from consequences is not going to be possible, like, you can't post horribly inflammatory things while you're representing a company or a public face of a company. You're a teacher.
Yep.
You have a professional code of conduct.
I do.
You couldn't post stuff like that and keep your job.
No, absolutely not. And I'm not a public figure.
No,
so, and it's tough because when celebrities have a platform where people listen to them, whether it's that's positive and negative, but when, you know, there are lines. And like I said, you're representing a company that stands for certain things. And
and
those comments are not part of what
it's not
for.
About right versus left in this
No.
It's far beyond that.
Yeah,
so.
It really is. And it's like I always say, and like I tell my students, freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequences from that speech.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because I like the character.
I
do too.
And I was so happy to have like this really kick-ass female character in there, but... Even I was like, Disney, you gotta, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
if you don't do anything, you're saying it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, # fire Gina Carano was trending like almost
a
every
lot.
Other week.
Yeah.
So, like.
Well, because she kept saying things every other week.
Exactly. So, okay. Here's a question for you.
Yes.
What do you think they do with that?
Well, so I don't know. I've seen different theories. I kept thinking. Well, I thought for sure when #FireGinaCarano was trending, I think it was the second time, that they were going to kill her off.
Yeah.
That's what I first thought. I don't know. Like, and then I thought maybe they were going to transition her out and just have her do like a couple bit piece kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's too far gone for that. They've said in no uncertain terms she's not connected at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to handle it. Luckily, she wasn't a major figure in the last one.
Well, here's what I've read. They wanted to have her as part of the big press conference for that Investors Day where they announced a whole bunch of new shows, and she was going to be a major part of that Republic.
It seems like they were setting her up for that.
The Republic or whatever it was called. And so they held off from that, and then she continued on.
It sounds like they gave her a lot of second and third and fourth and 12th chances.
Apparently, Jon Favreau went to bat for her to try and keep her on.
Oh, man.
And she kind of spit in his face that way. So,
and that's not okay at all either. So.
So here's the question. Do you recast the character?
No. I think she just doesn't exist anymore.
Just She
did. They can talk about her in passing.
She crashed her X-Wing, LOL.
What? That meme that you sent me. No, I think, you know, she gets mentioned in passing and things like that, but she wasn't... They may have been setting her up to be a major figure in this new show. This new show hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a minor enough character in the second season... She had some major moments and things like that, but she wasn't, you know, it's not like recasting Mando or anything like that, right? So, you know, she gets mentioned and things, and I think you focus on other characters.
So, yeah, I mean, there is some rumors that people want, like, Lucy Lawless to replace her.
I have heard that, actually.
Which would be cool, because she's, like, one of the original TV badass women.
You know what? And I would never say no to Lucy Lawless showing up on my TV screen again.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. But you say recasting Mando... Not that they're going to do that, but Pedro Pascal was recently announced that he's been cast in the Last of Us TV series.
Really? Interesting.
Which is a video game.
Yeah.
You've seen me play it.
Yeah, I've seen you play that one. I've never played it because I suck at video games that do not involve, like, interior decorating.
But, he's got the gruff father demographic laid down, I guess, so he's going to be playing that, but apparently... In his contract, that takes precedence over everything, so...
What?
Who knows?
Disney allowed this?
Well, I don't know. Is he signed to Mandalorian Season 3, or
Well,
or
we
what?
Also don't know a whole lot about details of Season 3.
And, of course, they always have the cop out there where you can just keep his helmet on
and
you don't see him.
Yep.
Which
he shows up for a few scenes here or there, and, yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I thought
that
was interesting.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with that. The Knights of the Old Republic, or what is that called? The new one that Gina Carano was going to be in?
The
New Republic, I mean.
Marshals of the New Republic?
Marshals
or
of the New
something
Republic?
Something like that? Yeah, I don't know. They announced
we'll
so much stuff,
I know. And then there's this other one, and then there's this other one. Yeah. Well, I've got some news for you. I know it's your news day.
Yep.
But we have Disney Park news.
Yeah.
I know it never happens. Disney's California Adventure is going to open in mid-March for a food and wine type of event.
Yeah, they're going to open the whole shebang is what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds
like. Not rides, but like the whole area of the park and let everybody walk around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Buena Vista Street was open before,
yes.
But they had ropes keeping you out of certain
different
areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it looks like they're calling back even more employees. I mean, they called some back when they were able to open dining
a
again.
1,000.
Yeah. A lot more employees for this particular event that is mid-March. And there's a whole lot of conjecture tied to this about other things that might be going on
such
at the same time.
Such as Main Street.
Such as maybe opening Main Street for food and dining.
Ooh.
I know. Can you imagine?
People would be very excited.
Beside themselves. I think people are going to be excited for this event by itself, but that is just next level. So we actually have some Disneyland news. It's been a while.
It's exciting. I mean,
super exciting.
If you look at the graph in California, it's looking pretty good.
Really important.
Relatively speaking.
Well, yes. Yeah.
They're still at the height of the summer numbers, but
compared
to what we were in December and January.
Oh, it was just bad on bad on bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, things are maybe slowly but surely moving in the right direction, and they're opening little by little and testing and seeing what they can do.
And that old crazy new president that they have is working hard on getting everybody vaccinated.
I know. He keeps doing things like saying he's going to get vaccines and then getting vaccines.
And having a plan, and I wish we could get some vaccines here in
that
Canada.
That would be nice.
We decided not to make our own vaccines a few years ago, so...
Neat decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're reliant on other people supplying, and it's not going very well.
Not well at all. No. But anyway, let's move on to more positive things with maybe some
dreaming
about Disney travel.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Bloop, 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 bloop. What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Disney A grab bag. I'm still laughing at your bloop, 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 bloop. Okay, so let's do quick overview first, and then let's go a little bit more in-depth about certain things.
Okay.
Okay?
I will leave that up to you.
Okay, just super, super briefly, just kind of what we want to talk about. We know there are other Disney travel opportunities, but a lot of them are centered on the park. So for this, we kind of want to chat a little bit about Disney Cruise Lines, a little bit about Alani, and a little bit about, like, Adventures by Disney. And that is a huge, big umbrella.
Yeah, huge.
Like, huge.
Like, worldwide.
Yeah, so just... Where do you want to start of those three? Because we're going to go in depth with some of them.
Let's start with the simplest one, which would be Disney Cruise Lines.
Okay. So I have here a list of all of the destinations for Disney Cruise Lines. And these are the categories. I know there's overlap, but according to the official website, these are the categories.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska, Western Caribbean, Bahamas, Bermuda, Canada and New England, like the coast, Hawaii, the Mediterranean, Mexico, Northern Europe, Pacific Coast, Panama Canal, and Transatlantic.
That's a lot of oceans.
There's a lot of oceans.
Yeah. So, primarily from what I understand, they do a lot out of Florida.
Yes. Which makes sense.
They have their own private island south of Florida,
mm-hmm.
In between Nassau, Bahamas, and like Florida, Orlando kind of thing. And then they go through the Panama Canal and they have stuff from California up to Alaska.
Right.
That way they kind of reuse the boats. All this Hawaii and Northern Europe is interesting. Those are actual Disney cruise ships or are they chartered boats?
Listed under Disney Cruise Lines, but it looks, like it's just listed under Disney Cruise Lines. So there wasn't a whole lot of information about details about the different things, but I think that those are charters.
Those might be charters, yeah.
Yeah, because I know the ones that you hear about are the ones that do, on the one side, like you said, the leaving from Florida and on the other side from California.
And yeah, the most common one is going to be a package deal where you go to Disney World and then you go... You hop on a boat in the harbor there and you go down south to the Bahamas and you stop at their private island, which I actually did.
Castaway Key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long, long time ago now, almost 20 years ago.
Ooh,
now.
You're old.
Yeah. Hooey.
I've seen pictures. You're very young.
Very young. But it's a really good time. Like, it's similar to an ocean cruise ship if you've been on one. But Disney-fied. They have mascots on board and all sorts of kid activities, which aren't as common on a regular cruise ship.
Right.
They're a little more adult-focused. There's not as much of a focus on the drinking.
Right.
There's still dinners
and stuff.
There's
like
still
that.
Alcohol. Yeah.
But it's like wine with dinner, not crazy party.
It's not an open bar where you're sloppy all over the place.
It
is very family-friendly, and there's... Depending on what ship you're on, there's lots of different activities. There's like a water slide.
That always looks cool every time
this
I
is
see
wild,
it.
Yeah. Etc. And then the Disney private island, Castaway Key, is awesome.
Yeah.
You're a single cruise ship parks there and you hop off and you have this whole, it's a pretty big island.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a teen area that you can go to as a teenager and a kid area where they have a little daycare. And then there's a nice beach and you can go snorkeling and they have all sorts of stuff in the water.
Right.
Very Disney-ish. There was the Nautilus from 20,000 Leagues
cool.
Under the Sea. It was sunk in there and all sorts of little hidden Mickeys. And...
Right. So, we haven't talked about this before, but you and I are both really into snorkeling.
Yes.
And especially you. Like, we actually have our scuba diving certification even. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just... One, the big long-term goal is to live by the ocean.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right now, we live in the mountains and it's beautiful and wonderful and fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, you grew up in the mountains, you're biased.
Yeah.
It is fantastic and wonderful, but like eventually
it's also
one
really
day.
Cold.
We've had extreme cold warnings. Do you know how cold it has to be in Canada to get extreme cold warnings?
It was below minus 40 with the wind chill. And
Celsius.
You don't have to say
exactly.
What kind, because at that temperature,
they
are the same.
It doesn't matter. I was going to say, our school buses at school were canceled 2 days in a row. Do you know how cold it is for 2 days in a row for school buses to be canceled in Canada?
I'm pretty sure they just wouldn't start. So.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. So, anyway, we will leave that one day and go live by the ocean in somewhere
Hooray!
Tropical.
Yes.
So, Castaway Key was kind of your, like, what was it, your first introduction to kind of snorkeling, or just like the, you've talked about it so much. Was it like the catalyst that made you fall in love with it, or?
I've always liked the water. Like, mm-hmm. I think I was a dolphin in a previous life or something. I've been swimming since I was probably 3 years old.
Right.
And yeah, but I think Castaway Cay might have been my first ocean snorkeling experience.
Right.
And I haven't looked back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love it too, but you're like next level.
I could snorkel literally for hours, and I have.
I was going to say, could. You have.
The only thing that holds me back is like getting sunburned.
Yeah. Yeah, because I kind of feel like your mother being like, put sunscreen on again. And you're like, I just did. And I was like, that was 4 hours ago.
And my calves and arms are just peeling and red. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, we've seen some really great stuff. So Castaway Cay kind of introduced you to all of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, a Disney cruise is a good time. Obviously, those aren't going on right now.
No.
Cruise lines in general are having troubles.
Right.
But they are building new boats still.
Right. We had that as a news item a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's a good option, especially if you're heading to the East Coast.
Right.
I think it works a little better that way.
Right. Well, I mean, some people love, love, love the Alaska cruises. And so if that is something on your bucket list, I could see combining the two. I would never say no to an Alaska cruise. If I'm planning one, though, I'm going warm.
yeah, I mean,
we
can
snorkel and tropical. And
I've heard that Alaska has nice scenery, but if I was going on an Alaskan cruise, I probably wouldn't go Disney.
Right.
I don't need, like, if I'm going to be immersed in the Disney experience, I probably want to be at a park as well.
Right, right. Do they combine with California, like the California parks?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. I mean, LA's on the coast, right. Too, so
it
why
just,
not?
I do agree, and California parks, like Disneyland is, I know you always rave about Disney World, but the California parks are very near and dear to my heart, and of course I have the, you know, the parks that Walt built and everything, but if I'm planning one, I'm going Florida side, quite frankly. I love the idea of being in Disney World, and like, because you'd be immersed for so many days in that, as well as then on the cruise.
Right, because, I mean, the Walt Disney Resort structure in Florida is much more immersive than the three hotels. Like, you have the hotels in California, but they're not really resorts. They're more hotels, and it's not as integrated, because Florida...
Well, they just don't have the space.
Yeah, Florida was set up for it.
Yeah.
And it's so spread out that you have to have this, like, all-encompassing net.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, I just think that being completely 100% all around Disney, you go
Disney World. Sounds pretty
good. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I've always said I want to do a Disney cruise, maybe from Florida side. What, were there any negatives about your Disney cruise?
I mean, it was short.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can book longer ones if you wanted. But, yeah, and I was also... Even though I was young, I was, like, super tired because we had been at Walt Disney World for four days going crazy for 18 hours a day, literally.
How old were you when you went?
16-ish? 15, 14.
Okay, well, that was more than 20 years ago
then. Yeah, I know. I said 20 years ago.
Okay. I thought you said almost, and I was like,
No, I was pretty young.
And I know you've also said it's tough, not necessarily tough, but... There's a lot of family stuff, and there's a lot of kid stuff, and then there's some adult stuff. Mm-hmm. And teenagers, there's stuff for teenagers.
There is.
But it's like a weird age group thing. So I don't know if that's still the case. And you even said there was like teen groups.
And it depends on your personality. Like, I'm super introverted, so I didn't want to go hang out and play ping pong with someone I never met before.
But there are like facilities
for
teenagers. But yeah,
they had a teen club.
Right.
Or whatever, so...
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Sounds really good. I want to do one.
Yeah, I think we should.
I've never done an ocean cruise before.
No, you haven't.
We're going to talk about river cruises, though, when we get to a section later down here. But ocean cruises always made me nervous because I get very, very motion sick.
Yes.
I think I would just take a lot of stuff to get me through it.
Speaking from experience, not a vast amount of experience, but from experience, those ships are so big, as long as you're not... going crazy and like sailing around Cape Horn down to Antarctica or something.
Right.
generally speaking, it's not going to be that bad if you're motion sick.
Yeah, and I mean...
There's a light roll, but barely notice it, because you're, like, on a floating skyscraper.
Right, right. A little gravel will take care of it, kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to do it, and I think Caswick, quite frankly, snorkeling down and seeing the Nautilus sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And I've heard there are, like, hidden Mickeys when you're snorkeling and things.
Hidden Mickeys, yeah.
It's so much fun with that kind
of thing. All sorts of stuff.
Love it. Okay, well, anything else to add for cruise lines? Would you want to do any of these other ones, or would you just want to take me on a...
I would prioritize, like, the Caribbean, Florida, and they also have, like, theme cruises going out of Florida, like a Marvel Days at Sea, Star Wars Days at Sea.
You want to do a Star Wars one, or Marvel.
Or Marvel, yeah. Yeah. Something
but
like
a themed one would be fun. Well, I think anyone would be fun, quite frankly. A themed one might be that extra kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And plan lots of days. Let's do it one day. What did you say? Plotting and scheming?
Scheming.
Do you want to talk Aulani next? Or adventure?
Sure.
Okay, Aulani? All right.
Yeah, this one will be a little quicker.
Right.
So, it's the Disney-owned resort on the Big Island of Oahu.
Right.
I don't know if I really want to go there.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
It looks very pretty. I mean, Hawaii is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. But this is like a giant complex, like, it looks like apartment buildings almost to me.
Yeah, so we're a little spoiled, first of all.
A little spoiled, yeah.
We've gotten to travel a fair bit, for people our age, I think, in the Caribbean areas. And Hawaii's honestly, like, I would never say no to a trip to Hawaii, but if I'm planning a tropical vacation, Hawaii's not top of my list.
It's just a little spendy for what you get.
I think that's my problem with it, actually. Yeah.
It's a little too developed and touristy, so it caters to those people that are a little scared to step outside of those bounds.
Right. And I mean,
which is fine.
Totally. And we say that as people having stayed and enjoyed very much, you know, the resorts that are pretty touristy and things like that.
I mean,
in the Caribbean.
Stick to resorts or whatever, but the resort you get in Mexico for half the price of what you'd say at Aulani for, and you have this massive room with a jacuzzi in the bathroom and the jacuzzi on the porch.
So you have to decide which jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi and all this stuff. So
And then, of course, the other thing is we are pretty spoiled with all-inclusive things.
Exactly.
And I found when we went to Italy and we were on the coast, which was incredible and beautiful, it was
the Amalfi Coast.
Yes, yeah. Sorry, I should have specified. The Amalfi Coast was incredible and it was beautiful. It was so similar in some ways to, like, the style and things.
It was a beach resort. It was an Italian beach resort during the height of holiday season.
Right.
Whoops.
But it was that we noticed more that it was lacking in other things that other places that you would spend less money have. When it's so different, you don't notice. Like, you would never compare your size of hotel room in Rome to your size of hotel room, I don't know, in the Dominican, right, at a resort or something like that.
Or the Mayan Riviera.
Or the Mayan Riviera, whatever. which tends to be our favorite recurring visiting place. But there was so similar that I was like, oh, and you have to pay for the, like, things that would have been included in all-inclusives, of course, weren't there. And so it felt like you were spending even more money. And every time, I think Aulani looks beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I would not turn down a trip, but if I'm spending my money...
Cost-benefit-wise...
Okay, accountant.
I will say some things in defense of Aulani.
Yep.
I think they've done a very good job of, like, embracing Hawaiian culture.
Yes, yep.
Instead of hidden Mickeys, they have the hidden spirit statues.
Yep. I think they have hidden Mickeys, too.
Probably, but...
But sporadic, not...
They have the
big one
of
is the statues.
The little statues, whatever those are called, and... The food is very Hawaiian.
Which is awesome.
It's a little expensive, but...
Yeah.
And the grounds are beautiful. Yep. There's lots of grounds, and they have a nice little snorkeling area.
Yep.
But it's very Disney-fied. It's not... You're not out in the ocean. You're not exploring.
Right.
It's this little aquarium that you're allowed to swim in, basically.
Right. But if you've never snorkeled before and you are scared to snorkel in the ocean,
yeah,
this would be a good way to do it. Would be something like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
I 100% agree with you. It looks beautiful. I would love to stay there one day. I probably won't.
Probably not. The other good thing is there's lots of things to do on Oahu.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get around. I mean, it's a state.
Which is super nice. I mean, we have to change our money anyway, but when we were traveling, mm-hmm. we always just had American money for traveling because so many other countries accept it. But there you don't have to worry about any of that, right? Like, it's easy and... Yeah, it's easy to travel on your own. One of our favorite YouTube channels is Ordinary Adventures, and we were watching all of their Aulani videos while they were there.
They got a nice deal, and they were there for 10 days, so they posted a whole bunch of videos about it. So
we were kind of, not humming and hawing that we go now, but just, hey, would you ever want to go, and watching all of it. And it was fun to watch, but probably, unless someone was like, here, have this vacation, or here's... this trip at an incredible price or something like that?
It would have to be a steep discount. I wouldn't be opposed to going to Oahu because it mm-hmm. just to do all the stuff not right. on the resort.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if I need the Disney experience in Hawaii.
It's tough. I love the Disney experience. I might be inclined to agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, like I said, wouldn't say no. Mm-hmm. If you were going to surprise me with a trip to Aulani, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to Adventures by Disney, and this is the biggie.
Yeah. People might not know about this, but Disney basically has this whole big travel agency where they offer Disney vetted experiences mm-hmm. in various tourist destinations around the world.
Right. So basically, I looked this up and it's defined, Adventures by Disney is defined as, ready, a luxury group touring to destinations around the world with Disney trained guides. And then someone said from a review, they said the key words are luxury group and Disney trained. So they have a level
mm-hmm.
and everyone is at that level or you are not employed there.
Yeah. They have that Disney magic.
100%. And everything is touched by that. On Disney Plus, I know you didn't watch it, but the Magical Weddings show on Disney Plus, they actually do a lot of, I know, but they actually do a lot of Adventures by Disney stuff. And while I was watching it.
For like
was,
the honeymoons or what?
Well, no, for like engagements. They'd be on Adventures by Disney and someone would propose.
Oh, that's they'd be on an adventure. Oh, that's cheesier than I expected.
You know what?
Wow.
You proposed while we were on vacation. Let's just remember that.
Yeah, but I didn't do it for a TV show. No. That I was going to get married at Disney World, and then I was on an Adventures by Disney.
Well, not all of them necessarily get married like it was anyway.
Okay.
Or they would do like a surprise wedding. Anyway, they did all these different things, and every time I was like, Adventures by Disney goes there? Adventures by Disney goes there?
It's amazing.
It's crazy. There's a huge list.
Let's talk about where they go.
You want the whole list?
I want the whole list.
So this
Hit me with that big list.
Okay, before we start, this is from... the website, and so you'll notice there's some overlap. Like, for example, there's a specific Rome one, but there's also Italy. I am aware that Rome is in Italy.
Well, I mean, the Vatican is in Rome, and that's a separate country.
That's very true. Mm. Okay. Mm. So, this is just the way they have their list, okay? Alaska. Amsterdam.
Ooh, I like Amsterdam.
Me too. Mm. Antarctica and Patagonia.
Oh!
Arizona and Utah. Huh? No, there's a huge variety. Oh, sorry, Australia. Barcelona, Budapest, Buenos Aires, Cambodia, the Canadian Rockies.
Oh, hey, I know that place.
Yeah, I looked that up, actually. Mostly Banff.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. I was going to guess Banff or Jasper or something like that. Yeah.
China, Costa Rica, Disneyland in Southern California, Ecuador, Amazon and Galapagos Islands, Egypt, England and France, the Galapagos Islands just by themselves, like not with the rest.
Not with the Amazon, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Grand Europe, it's called. That tour. Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Italy and Switzerland. Or you could just do Italy, the Amalfi Coast, Tuscany, Rome, Florence, and Venice.
Sounds very similar to what we did.
That is an amazing area of the world.
Yeah. I was saying, I mean, this is a travel podcast.
Yes.
And if you're looking to travel anywhere, the one country, foreign country, I would invite anybody,
yeah.
Go to Italy.
It's true.
I thought it would be overrated. Like, you see all the cheesy tourist stuff with the Colosseum and all that. It's better than you can imagine. And the people there are very friendly.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And the food.
Food, you can't beat the food.
Out of this world. Like, yo, yeah, I've had pasta before. No.
No, you have not.
No, you have not.
When we came back, we couldn't eat pasta or pizza for like months and months and months.
Pizza's okay because there's different kinds of pizza. But I mean, pasta, once you've had a fresh Italian pasta, oh, it is tough to go back to that freeze-dried crap they have here.
At the end of the trip, we were trying to like pick best meals, and we're like, okay, no, that's impossible. Best pizza, best pasta, best none of either of those, best gelato. Best. So we had to have best of different varieties because you can't just pick one.
And their gas stations have 10 times better coffee than our best Starbucks or it's little crazy coffee shop anywhere here. So
The like generic wine order would cost so much here that it's crazy. Yeah, I totally agree. And I'd been to Venice and Verona before when I was in high school, and I fell in love with Venice, and I said I need to go back to Italy. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be living in Italy. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be born there. And you kind of surprised me and were like, hey, I think I should take you to Italy this summer. I said, I'm not gonna say no.
I found a good deal.
Yeah, found a good deal.
My accountant sense was tingling. Yeah, so
we went, and everything was better than I remembered, better than I imagined, and you were so pleasantly surprised with everything. I can't think of a person who'd be disappointed going to Italy.
No, Italy's a good tester. If you like to travel,
yeah,
you'll like Italy. If you don't like to travel, well then, don't travel,
So maybe Adventures by Disney might be the way to do that.
Yeah, and like, there's lots of stuff to do in Italy, so...
Yeah, well, I was talking about some of the things that Adventures by Disney does, and there's a lot of front-of-line stuff. Comes in handy in Italy. Okay, so after we do Rome, Florence, and Venice, then Japan.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Disney, Tokyo Disney.
Tokyo Disney, and Tokyo Disney Sea.
Yeah, so that would tie in nicely there.
London, specifically. Here's one for you. Montana.
Montana?
Yep.
I've been there.
Yeah, me too. New Zealand. Norway. Paris.
Disney Paris.
I would assume so. Peru. Poland, Czech Republic, and Austria is like one. Yeah. Portugal. The Danube River Cruise. A Rhine River Cruise. A Seine River Cruise.
I think we'll be talking more about
I was going to say, we're going to come back to these ones.
We did an aside on Italy, but we can come back to the River Cruise.
Right. Well, we said what we needed to say about Italy. Rome, specifically. Which
beautiful
is
city.
Probably my favorite city in the world, actually.
Like, as far as big cities go?
Yeah.
I'm not a big city fan.
No, nor
I've been to New York, been to L.A., obviously, and England, London.
Let's see, I haven't been to London. And you've been to Paris, too, right?
No, I have not been to Paris.
Oh, okay.
London and... what's another big city that I've been to?
You've been to more big cities than I have.
Yeah, I mean, New
York...
What
about in Florida?
New York, London... Well, it wasn't in the city in Orlando, so, I mean, Orlando's not really a city.
Right.
But, yeah. No,
even Toronto, I guess, would be the biggest one we have in
Toronto,
Canada.
I'm not a huge Toronto fan, even though I like the Leafs. But.
Right. Big Leafs fan, not some. Well, you know what it is? We don't really like big cities.
No, I don't. But Rome was fantastic. It
Absolutely.
Didn't even feel like a big city.
No, and we walked everywhere. Canada's quite a safe country, comparatively speaking, to some places you can go. And I felt way safer in Rome than I do in our biggest city here. Actually, even in our small city that's really close to us, I felt safer in Rome. And I'm a huge wuss. Like, I see shadows around everything. Rome was beautiful. I love the fact that you'd have, like, a skyscraper, and then, well, maybe not a skyscraper, but a fancy, you know, modern building. And then you go a little bit further, and you're, there's an actual archaeological dig going on right there.
Literally on every block, there was an archaeological dig, and they'd be like, oh, there's the old wall of the old city. And because they eat supper so late, I think the city stays safe. Like, there's not weird stuff going on past 10 o'clock.
Because there are literally people going and eating supper at 9, 10.
That's when the good restaurants open, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it was fantastic. I would say for me, it's Rome. Well, I mean, unless you're counting like Florence or something. We're talking major, major city, right?
Big city, yeah.
It goes Rome and then Amsterdam are my two favorite cities.
Oh, Amsterdam, of course. Yeah, Amsterdam's a nice city,
too. Yeah, yeah. Rome beats it out for me, but Amsterdam's pretty nice.
If you could not tell, we like Italy.
Yeah. You need to go back. Okay, so after Rome, let's say Adventures by Disney takes you to Rome, and there's so much to do just in Rome. You tried to kill me one trip. Then
30 kilometers in one day?
Yep. Okay. I am 5'2". Those are short little legs. Nobody walked all over. Here's one. Scotland.
Ooh. They have scotch there.
They do.
It's the only place they have scotch, actually.
That's true, man. Here's the one that I thought was super cool. The National Geographic Photography Sailing down the Seine.
Hmm.
That's cool. You can do South Africa, Spain, Wyoming. And they actually have two different Wyoming excursions. One is winter in Wyoming, which I thought was interesting. And then
Why Wyoming? I guess I don't know.
And then there's other collections. They have like the concierge collection, the world collection, and things. And from what I understand, it's mostly like ties to different hotels, like RCI type things for that.
Right.
Like stay in Chicago, stay in LA, that kind of thing.
And so the gist I get from this is it's similar to any other like tour package that you would book, but it's just vetted by Disney. And you when you go to these places, like Egypt is definitely on my bucket list.
Right.
And you book an Adventures by Disney, and they take you to all the historical sites, the pyramids, et cetera. But you have like this personalized guide that's like an Egyptologist,
right?
That meets that Disney level,
right? So their Disney level, we're talking like customer service, we're talking about like attitude, helpful, and things like that. But also, like you said, someone who's a specialist in that area.
Yeah, and I think the customer service angle is what you're getting at here, because Disney does have a very high level of customer service.
Right.
They take that customer is always right thing, maybe even farther than they should.
But, maybe.
They
just want to make sure everyone has a magical day.
Yeah. And hopefully you would on one of these trips.
Yes, absolutely.
But, so the river cruises you mentioned is interesting. So they have their own cruise ships, but they don't have their own river cruise ships.
Okay.
These, I know for a fact, are charters.
Right.
We actually did go on quite a major river cruise.
Yes.
Not last summer.
Well, no. No one did anything.
No one did anything last summer, but the summer before
certainly
that.
Certainly no cruising.
It was actually lucky timing to have a nice big trip right before the whole world shut down.
Yeah. I actually did my photo book during the first shutdown from the trip.
And that's when we went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And we cruised from Amsterdam all the way down to Budapest.
Okay, let's actually back up. We actually spent several days in Amsterdam before the trip.
Yes.
And you can do a Disney Amsterdam one specifically for this. So all these places we saw,
I would love Mickey Mouse to tour me around the red light district.
No. No.
Why Mickey Mouse?
Nope. Nope. There's a whole lot of noping going on right now. No.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Amsterdam is actually quite a beautiful city.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous and there's tons of museums. And
which I like. I love museums. I know there's kind of this misconception that adults who like Disney aren't, like, I don't know, cultured or whatever.
Right.
But we have been places where we're walking down the street, we're like, we need to go to an art museum, or we need to go to a gallery, or we do all of those things as well.
Get
you someone who can do both. Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. As you. Yeah. And, but Amsterdam has a lot of museums. So we spent a few days in Amsterdam, and then we jumped on a river cruise.
Yeah, we went with Emerald Waterways, and I would recommend them very much. It was a beautiful boat.
Yep.
And staff was fantastic.
So good.
And river cruise, if you've only been on an ocean cruise, river cruising is quite a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're on a river.
step one in difference, yeah.
Step one, the boat's very small compared to an ocean cruise liner. And
like, how many people would you say?
I think there was like 150 rooms, and like generally two people to a room.
Right.
So you're saying under 400 people on the boat.
Definitely.
Including
staff. That's probably a large boat, too. Like, it's a small group. Like, you see everyone many times. Yeah.
You get to know your fellow passengers, and that's fine.
Totally.
And you get to know the staff, and it's very intimate, is what I would say. But the other big difference is you're stopping somewhere every day.
Yep.
Sometimes two places in a day.
Sometimes,
And so you get to see your sightseeing constantly.
Yes. And even if you're not stopping, you're watching scenery go by you the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a benefit, I would say.
I definitely would agree.
You're like, when you're on an ocean liner, which you wouldn't know.
No.
But you're out in the middle of the ocean, there's nothing to see.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the water slide or the mini golf course or the go-karts like some of these crazy cruise ships have.
Right.
So a river cruise is beautiful.
It really is. And I said before I got motion sick, I didn't on the river cruise. at all. So if you're someone prone to motion sickness and you're worried about it, river cruise, you're okay.
Very smooth.
Very, very smooth. I mean, it's a river, so it would be like you're moving along with it. Mm-hmm. You're not fighting waves. I did notice, of course, sitting certain ways facing whether we were coming going. But and that was great. When we picked our favorite things about the cruise, some of our favorite things were sitting on the top deck or sitting on the side watching, you know, castles pass you by, and yeah, vineyards pass you by.
You have a whole morning where you're floating through the Rhine Valley.
Like, how do you beat that?
And you're seeing the vineyards on the side of the cliffs and the castles as they pass by, and it's just fantastic. Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. So Disney charters these.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit to going Disney is that most river cruises tend to skew very old.
Right.
Our parents were probably the youngest. My parents were the youngest on the...
Right. We went... So there were four of us. There were us two and then Brandon's parents. And when we called to book, there were two things that we talked about when Brandon and I called to book the travel agent. She made sure I was aware. She kept saying again and again and again. She's like, you know, you guys will probably be the youngest. And I was like, yeah, probably. She's like, no, like Brandon's parents will probably be the youngest after you.
And they probably were.
There was two kids.
Well, they were two kids that had gone with their grandparents. And they were like teenagers or whatever. And they had a good time too.
They were great. They became like mascots.
But if that bothers you, the Disney ones do skew a little younger. They're still probably adults, not like families,
right,
like a Disney Ocean cruise would be.
Yes.
But they would be a little younger.
And then the chances of seeing a kid on a river cruise is probably way higher with Disney than with mm-hmm. other companies.
But if that doesn't scare you, I would just go on a regular river cruise.
Right. Yeah. But, and then the other thing, the joke that was made is they said, what's the difference? Because it was a 2-week river cruise. And then we had added on Amsterdam and then an add-on at the end as well for Prague.
Prague.
And they said, what's the difference between a 1-week and a 2-week? And they said about 20 years.
Yeah,
because you might get an occasional honeymooning couple or something like that on a 1-week.
It
2-week is...
It was pretty spendy, but I mean, Emerald is a... It was a budget cruise line because they don't include the open bar. You have to pay extra for that.
Right.
They did include most everything else, though.
They did?
You have breakfast every morning, lunch every day that you're on the boat, and supper every night.
Your meals were included, and you were included wine or beer with lunch and dinner,
regardless.
Yeah. And you could, like, pay for a drink package or something like that, and you had... a lot of excursions were included, but some were extra.
Some of the fancy premium excursions were
and we
extra.
Did a couple.
We did a couple.
The other nice thing, which I thought was great, were some... There were a lot of older people, and some of them stayed on the boat, but some of them, they always had in every excursion, whether it was a town tour or something more strenuous, they had an active option and like an easy option. So if you wanted to tour the town, but you were maybe like had mobility issues or something like that, they would have, you know, the short walk version or maybe the bus tour or something like that.
The bus tour. And then any walking tour they had the easy walking group.
Yes.
Because they had private tour guides for several different groups. Like, even though you're on a small boat, they broke it up even smaller. So it's a really good way to see a whole bunch of, say, Europe.
Yeah, and even so we took off in Amsterdam, and even our first day, we split up from your parents because they decided to do the active option. And they did a bike ride through the countryside.
They saw a whole bunch of windmills.
Yeah, that's basically it. And we decided to do a river tour.
A canal tour.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
A canal tour because we hadn't done one of those yet. We did a lot while we were in Amsterdam before that, but we knew a canal tour was an option. So we decided
so we
to do that.
Because, I mean, when you're in Amsterdam, you want to hop on a canal tour.
Totally, 100%. And your parents are quite active individuals. And they said, thank goodness, or that bike tour would have been very difficult. Like, whatever level you're at, even though it
You'll
does cater
something.
Towards older people, those teenagers were very, very active, but they were fine, like totally fine.
Yep.
Yeah. So we had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danube, Rhine, or Seine, which would you do if you could recommend someone to do
that? I would say Rhine.
Yeah. Because the Rhine Gorge.
The Rhine River Valley, the Rhine Gorge was just like... amazing
storybook.
I
don't know how many pictures I took of me around like castles or just areas. I'm like, just here looking for Rapunzel. Oh, look, Snow White.
Yeah,
you want to know where these fairy tales come from? go through there.
Yeah, it is fairy tale-esque. It's fairy. It just
it's
is.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything to add?
Yeah, probably do one.
Yeah. I'm sure Disney would take care of you. Our experience here with Emerald, we would travel with Emerald again.
Yeah, I recommend Emerald, but Disney's probably fine. Like, yeah. I don't know who they contract with. Maybe Viking? I don't know. Oh, yeah, make a face. We made fun of Viking a lot on our Emerald boats. There's about 10 Viking boats to every one Emerald, and they're all stacked up. They're all parked next to each other.
Yeah.
Emerald is better than Viking, I will say that.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm looking at this list here. Couple ones that you might want to do one day. What do you think?
Definitely. So, like I said, Egypt.
Yeah. So if you were going to go to Egypt, like I'm saying, like not just places you want to go, but who would you be like, I'm seriously looking at Adventures by Disney for this.
Well, so Egypt is interesting. It's on my bucket list. I'd love to see the pyramids, the only wonder of the world still standing.
I know.
I'm fascinated by archaeology, probably thanks to Indiana Jones.
Didn't you switch or almost switch your major in university?
I took several archaeology classes in university because I thought that might be a good idea, and then I was like, nah, accounting makes money.
Jobs are good.
Jobs are good.
Yeah, I took one. It was super interesting, though. So Indiana Jones is, you're blaming Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
Okay.
But Egypt is having a little bit of trouble these days.
Yeah.
There's some unrest there, political problems. So it's not the safest country in the world. I don't know if I'd want to go there just by myself and like wing it.
Right.
So to have that Disney care and being ushered around and stuff, that might be good. And I looked at their actual package that they do for Egypt, and there's like little domestic flights.
Okay.
So you're not on a bus all the time, which
is nice.
Which can be fine, but.
But a bus is nice when you're driving through Tuscany and you're looking out the window at the vineyards. A bus might not be so nice in Egypt.
Not through the desert or whatever.
For however many hours.
Yeah. It looks like a really good time, and like having that personalized guide that's an Egyptologist, which is pretty highfalutin. Like,
it's pretty crazy.
Egyptology is it's a thing unto itself, so.
Yeah, you're not just studying something ancient, you're studying very specific here. Yeah
And I didn't see this on here before, but the Galapagos, of course, is a major bucket list for me as well. Right. I don't know what Disney does, but
I didn't look into too much detail before. It was more just like wish list items.
Galapagos is interesting because it's such a protected area that they're trying to like cut back on tourism quite a bit, so having the inns from Disney might be a nice plus as well. They have a lot of money to fund these ecological things, so they might have a little more access. Who knows?
Yeah.
What about you? What?
Well, actually, as soon as you said, I know you had mentioned Egypt when we were looking at this list before, and as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, man, now I want to go to Egypt with Adventures by Disney. We've both mentioned Cambodia.
Cambodia is another big one.
Yeah.
Angkor Wat.
Yes.
Not a wonder of the world, but probably should be.
And there are a lot of places where I would feel comfortable, like, going on my own or going in, like, a small group of people or something like that. Egypt would not be one of them. And Cambodia isn't for the same reasons or anything like that. I just would find myself incredibly lost.
there's an extreme language barrier.
It isn't like when we go to Italy and everyone speaks English, and if they don't, Italian is so close to French and Spanish that we can like fumble our way around.
You can muddle your way through it with those
or German,
those Latin
languages. Yeah, exactly.
But when you go to Asia, it's a completely different alphabet. A variety of alphabets, of course.
Yes. Well, that's the other thing.
And it's a little tougher for us silly Westerners to try to muddle our way through that one. So.
True. So for these, ever since you said it, Egypt would probably be number one on my list for Adventures by Disney. And I don't know, like, I'm intrigued by Cambodia. Something like Peru. I know Galapagos is very high on your list. I would never say no to a trip to Galapagos. But the one I'm interested in is, I want to know the details of this National Geographic photography sailing.
I thought that might trigger you.
Right? What?
You're a big fan of photography.
I am. I would love to be better at it. I'm not. But I just really appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Thank you.
You've put more work into it than I have.
You have a natural eye, though.
I grew up, both of my parents went to journalism school.
Yes,
and
yeah.
They took pictures back in the day before digital was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, so I grew up with photography in my life, and
right.
So I it kind of does come a little more naturally to me. I'm
okay,
not
I've got
an expert.
I have to explain something about Brandon, though, and photography. Because, are you laughing because you know what I'm going to say?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay, because not only does he have a good eye for photography, he knows where a camera is at all points, and it doesn't matter what he is doing or where he is, he will pose for the camera, like, smile. And I'm talking, like, the middle of roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Or... I'm like, how, like, you're literally zooming by and he'll, I'm not talking the flash, I'm talking about, like, someone who's, you know, on the ground taking a picture. You'll have perfectly framed ones of him smiling at the camera every time.
You'll have to post some of the pictures from when we were in Mexico.
Literally what I was thinking of. The first time,
and on the zip line.
Yeah, we went on a roller coaster zip line.
The world's first roller coaster zip line.
Yes. At a now defunct park.
Park, mm-hmm. Yes. But they've used that technology elsewhere now.
Yes,
but,
it's true.
Yeah, there's some funny pictures of me rappelling and on this roller coaster zip line, but like posing like Gaston or something. Like
every single time. Like, how did you know there was a camera there? I don't know.
It's just a sixth sense. Yeah.
But literally it was, you said that growing up with parents who were avid photographers, mm-hmm. and things, you just always knew. And I was like, well, it's like dogs, they know when the camera goes.
Yeah, our dogs are well trained for that. I think most people's pets these days get photographed a lot.
But you did as a child.
Photographed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to let that one go. yeah, so you have an eye for that. And I think that National Geographic photography sailing is just intriguing. I'd be very interested in it. Yeah, so you're thinking Egypt. Let's agree on Egypt.
Okay, yeah.
For our plotting and scheming.
Yeah. Let's go see those pyramids.
I'm up for it. We'll That'd be a fantastic way to do it.
DuckTales style adventure.
Ooh.
Woohoo.
I would say, though, for any of these, over and over again, even with the way they're handling the pandemic, Disney's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
On any of these trips, or Alani, or the cruise ships, or anything, Disney's taking care of you.
You might spend a little more compared to the competition,
yep.
etc., but you know it's going to be a good time.
100%. Yeah. They actually, even things like, we were in Budapest as part of our river cruise, mm-hmm. and we didn't get to spend a ton of time there, but I'm like, I would go there with Disney.
Well, speaking of beautiful cities.
Oh, my God. Beautiful, beautiful. Absolutely.
And we're saying that we were there when it was... plus 44 degrees, yep. Celsius.
Yeah, we literally ran from shade to shade. It didn't make enough difference.
yeah, it was horribly unbearable heat-wise, yeah. But it was gorgeous.
Beautiful. Absolutely
very,
beautiful.
Very beautiful.
So I'd actually really like to go back to Budapest. And even, I typically, with a couple exceptions of places I like to go to all the time, I typically like to travel a variety of areas. I'd like to go back there. Beautiful, beautiful city. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to see enough of it, because... I'm pretty sure you could just spend weeks there, quite frankly. And I think even like that, I would be like, I'd want to see what Adventures by Disney would do.
Yeah. I'd be interested to try, since we haven't tried them, to see what it actually is
yeah,
all about.
Yeah. Or we spent quite a few days in Rome now, mm-hmm. all told. And I'd be interested in what they do with Rome. And that's a city I would feel comfortable actually going to on our own, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Italy is...
Yeah, we've talked about that. But Amsterdam, the same thing. It's like, ooh, what would you take me to in Amsterdam? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'd just be curious to see what they do. You know they're taking care of you. It'd be a good time. I'm voting Egypt, though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything else to add for any travel dreaming?
Well, I mean, the only other non-park thing that we didn't really talk about, but it's kind of linked to the parks.
Okay.
The Star Wars Hotel going in at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of the Walt Disney World Resort complex.
Right.
But it's its own thing.
Yeah. So we decided, yes, we totally understand, especially Disney World. They have, although there's ones in, you know, Disneyland Paris and Tokyo and everything like that, they have such a resort feel to a lot of these hotels. But we just kind of made a blanket statement. We weren't discussing Disney World resorts or anything like that.
No.
But you are right. Star Wars gets a special mention.
So the Galactic Cruise Liner or whatever the heck they're calling it, the Star Wars Hotel, period. It's going to be like you're on a cruise ship.
Okay.
And that they're taking what they've learned from running cruise ships and applying it to this immersive experience hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious to see how that turns out.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really, really want to stay, and I'm sure you do even more.
Oh, I absolutely do. The price scares the heck out of me.
That is totally understandable. that is a save your pennies for a while. You know, we planned our river cruise in Europe a couple years in advance. I think that might be the case with this Disney cruise.
Yeah, you might spend as much on the Disney hotel as you did on the river cruise for 20 days
instead of for two. But that is a totally immersive. Think about it as going to space instead.
Cheaper than going to space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just think of it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So does that bring us to trivia?
I guess so. I'm not very excited about this because I know how awful it was last week.
Okay. So last week for trivia, we were talking romance and we were talking about Disney couples. And in honor of Valentine's Day, which is coming up when we're recording this, but just passed when we air this, we did something different. I gave you 13 quotations, romantic quotations from Disney movies.
I'll rephrase that. You did something different. I had something different done to me.
Okay, that's fair. That is a fair rephrase.
Yeah.
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 So you didn't do great.
No.
What we're going to do is I'm going to go through the right answers for each one. You got two right.
Two out of like 15 or 13. So. 13.
Yeah. So
27.
Yeah. Since there's so many, let's just go quickly. So.
Yeah.
All right. So starting with Love is a Song That Never Ends. It's actually from Bambi, but this is what you said.
Snow White.
Next is So This Is Love, This Is What Makes Life Divine, and you said
Snow White,
but it's actually from Cinderella. And actually, this is one that you said shortly after. You were like, oh, I knew it was Cinderella. I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss and a prince I'm hoping comes with this.
Sleeping Beauty
is from Enchanted,
right? Because I definitely have seen that. You've never multiple seen, times.
You've never seen Enchanted?
I a long time ago and like once half.
It's yeah. A lot of these are from songs, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing it, so. I threatened a couple times when we were recording. People Do Crazy Things When They're in Love.
Cinderella.
Hercules.
I have not seen that.
We've discussed this. You've never seen Hercules.
Not in full, no.
This is problematic. Well, you're going to, when we get to that era in Disney decades anyway.
Sure.
Listen With Your Heart, You Will Understand.
Little Mermaid.
This is from one of my favorites, which you do not like. It's from Pocahontas.
Yeah,
love it. Beautiful. If my heart keeps singing, will my song go winging to someone who will find me and bring a love song back to me? It's from Sleeping Beauty.
Robin Hood.
Okay. I am wishing for the one I love to find me today. This is what you said.
Rapunzel.
It's from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This one you really liked. I look at you and I'm home.
Wall-E.
And this one is from Finding Nemo. You were close. You went Pixar.
I went Pixar. Yeah. I knew it wasn't right, but it felt like Pixar.
So the two that are in our wedding book is So This Is Love and then I Look at You When I'm Home. Those are my two favorites. Love Always Find a Way. It's true. This is what you said.
Pocahontas.
It's The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. So you only saw that one once, too.
Yeah, we went and saw that on my birthday one year, many years ago.
Don't really remember much about it.
Well, that one, Ray, the lightning bug, sings it. Oh. You can tell he's got like a Louisiana Cajun accent.
Super.
I just wasn't going to do the accent. That would offend so many people because I would be bad at it.
Yeah, that movie was disappointing. But
okay, well, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Anyway, This one is another... Actually, I lied. I think this one's in our wedding book, too. See, I don't even remember, and I made it. To face the future with another who means more than any other is to be loved.
Brave.
It's from The Rescuers. Hmm. Do you ever like The Rescuers? You'd think little mice would like that.
If you're going to give me a Disney mouse movie, it's The Great Mouse
Detective. Okay, fair. Yeah, fair. All right. This one you knew. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong.
I would have to be fired from a Disney podcast if I didn't know that one.
Beauty and the Beast was absolutely right. And trust your heart, let fate decide, is what you said.
Alice in Wonderland.
It's from Tarzan. Doesn't it sound like something Phil Collins would write?
It does, but I might have watched that once when it first came out, but
I watched that one a lot.
Once Disney animated films went off a cliff for me, I didn't really pay attention to it around the Pocahontas era. After that, I didn't pick them back up until Pixar started going great guns. So,
well, this one you also got right, which was "I was hiding under your porch because I love you."
Oh, it's Up.
It's Up. Yeah. Totally right. Yeah, and that was such a good one. Actually, we always pretend that Doug and our dogs share the same voice.
Yes, because they act the same.
They act the same. I'm sitting on the couch because I love you. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we kind of shuffled around the trivia a little bit. A couple weeks ago, I made Brandon go back-to-back.
Yeah.
So this week he's making me go back to back.
Hopefully you're kinder to me the second time around. No? Okay. Well, that's fine.
Okay, well,
challenging is good.
All right, we're gonna go back to like normal format though. I've got three questions for you. So last week was actually California Adventure's 20th anniversary, 20th birthday.
Ooh, that's old.
Yeah, so in honor of that and of the event we were talking about.
Weren't you there when it first opened?
I was there in 2001 when it first opened. Yeah. And we didn't plan it around being there then. We had just, we're going to Disney and happened to be, oh, and there's a new park.
Whoops.
Yeah, it actually was fine because, it didn't change crowd sizes very much.
Yeah.
But we were actually there the summer of 2001. So basically when it should have been the height of it.
Back in the day when the internet wasn't as big a thing and you didn't hear stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, if we'd have done some more research and stuff, I think we just were going, period, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 16 at the time.
Going on 17.
That was beautiful. Aw, Christopher Plummer.
Aww.
Not that that was his song. But anyway, so in honor of California Adventure's 20th birthday, in honor of their new event coming up in March. Yay! Disney opening stuff.
Yay!
Yay! I have three questions about California Adventure.
Oh.
So I'm kind of going off the news, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay, so question number one. There are personalized mailboxes on Buena Vista Street.
Sure there are.
Okay. All of the mailboxes, there's four of them, are names of people significant to Disney history.
Great.
Can you give me one of them? Or like a one that they might have been from, even if you don't know the exact name.
Disney.
Okay. Disney. Okay.
What do you want from me?
Disney. All right. Elias & Co., one of the stores, has a suit on a mannequin that's on display. It is a replica of an important suit. What is it a replica of?
An important suit.
A suit significant to something to do with Disney.
That's a strange question.
It is a strange question. I didn't know this. I thought it was interesting.
Is it supposed to represent the suit that Walt stepped off the bus on when he was coming to make his fortune in California?
It's a really good guess.
Seems like it
is in line with a lot of things, right?
Yeah, I'm picturing like the California Adventure version of the partner statue where mm-hmm. he's got the suitcase.
Suitcase in a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picturing that, but it's probably not right. I don't know.
Okay. And question three, where in California Adventure can you find a tribute to Hans Christian Andersen?
I don't know, probably on a wall somewhere. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a tough one. No idea.
All right. Well, somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. So we haven't spent a bunch of time in California Adventure. No. We should probably go back.
Yeah. And like super obscure questions. Like, wow.
Okay. No. So one of them I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So I was, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
It was a random ship that never gets mentioned in any of the Star Wars movies.
Uh-huh. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Okay. Knows well. That. That's fine. You can join us next week when we find out all the crazy answers to those crazy questions. But if you do know them, yep. Feel free to contact us on our social media.
Yep.
That's our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for the Austin Custom theme song you heard at the top of the show.
Oh, it's his birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy birthday, Trevor.
Yeah, when we're recording this.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks, okay. El Mule / Trevor. That's really cool. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can find our social media at Instagram, disneya.podcast, on Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more. Please review our podcast and subscribe. And if you know someone who might like to hear us once a week, feel free to recommend us. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern, with replays on Wednesday and Friday, also at 4. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. Join us next week when we go back to our Disney Plus Decades segment.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going up to the 1950s.
Yeah, we're going to have some good ones in there.
Catching up to the WandaVision era.
I know. Oh, better go.
So until then, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. So until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Scheming.
Scheming.